birthday to Jean of Relton, Pennsylvania. Pat of Greensburg. Ken of Castle Shannon from Jan with Love. Lane and Quinn, the twins from the Dougherty family. These are all December 2nd. Chloe from Jackie and Ed. Aaron Korkowski from Brother Philip and family, including Dad John and Mom Addie of East Deer. Alex from Pam and Rhett. Yvonne of Ohio from Ray. Also on December 2nd, we have Morgan from Fred and Linda and Collier. Their little potato, and their little potato is turning 20. I think I've got that right. No, she's turning even older than that 20. I'm doing my ciphering. Well, she's still your little potato. Happy birthday to Morgan. Avery from your mom and dad, Dot and Jeff, have a wedding anniversary on the 2nd. Best wishes to you from your sister, Philomena. On December 3rd, we have Clara Jane of Baltimore from Craig in Macon, Georgia. Kayla of New Kensington from Carroll. On December 4th, Justin, our former technical director here at SLP. Choza of Gibsonia from Mom, Dad, and Hannah. Emma from parents Julie and Scott. Helen from sister Ethel. Chip from grandmother Mercedes. And Zoe of Lawrenceville from your family. On December 5th, we have Lloyd of Allison Park. Adam from Scott, Karen, Allison, and Aaron. Melissa of Westview from Thomas and Hannah. And Steve of Georgia from Mammy, Lauren, and your dad, Chris. So many birthdays, and it's easy to include yours.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHA-FM, Grove City, WCUC-FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW-LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, Radio.org, Tube City, online at WMCK-FM.McKeesport. Let me get that correct, WMCK.FM. McKeesport, there's no dot before McKeesport, and slbradio.org. Ricky, go to the punch bowl and get me some of the regular punch. We're going to play Guess Who in just a few moments here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Headed for the station with a pack on my back. Transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack. Hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke in the stack. Pile around with Democratic fellas named Matt. So take me right back to the track, Jack.
Choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie, woo-woo. Woo-woo, chiboogie, choo-choo. Choo-choo, chiboogie.
Take me right back to the track, Jack.
destination, but alas and alack, I need some compensation to get back in the black. I take the morning paper from the top of the stack, read the situation from the front to the back. The only thing that's open takes a man with a knack, so put it right back in a stack, Jack.
Choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, chiboogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie.
Take me right back to the track, Jack. I can peep through the crack, hear the train a-rolling while she's ballin' the jack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack, so take it right back to the track, Jack.
Choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, chiboogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie.
Take me right back to the track, Jack.
The Saturday Life Brigade with Asleep at the Wheel, getting us started for this hour. Here's hoping you had a nice Thanksgiving. And here's thanking you for spending part of Thanksgiving weekend with us.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefing. It's an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time to play Guess Who. I'm about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. We have one particular person in mind. Could be somebody who's real. Maybe it's somebody fictitious. Somebody living, somebody no longer living. Somebody from the world of literature, entertainment, science, history. No matter who it is, we think it's a name you probably will have heard before. And now, here are this morning's Guess Who initials. G. R. G-R, that's G as in Grove City. And R as in Reimersburg, G-R. And you may now begin guessing as often as you would like. I'll mention the incorrect GRs that are coming in to help you narrow it down.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412 200 5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
And the guesses are coming in. Nick and Susan are in New York City. George Romney, Mitt Romney's father, I believe. Gene Roddenberry, Gilda Radner, Ginger Rogers, George Romero, Guy Ritchie, Gordon Ramsay, Giles Ralston, Gloria Rubin, George Raft, Gene Reynolds, Geraldo Rivera, Jerry Rafferty, and the correct answer. Well done. Tom has Gregory Rasputin, a Russian mystic, Senator George Reed, George Ripley, oh, George Romney, English painter. I thought Mitt Romney's dad might, yes, there that he was, Mitt Romney's dad also is George Romney. George Ruth isn't Babe Ruth. That's a great one. Also, George Reeves, George Rockwell, Jerome Ragney, who wrote the music for Hair and is from Pittsburgh, and Gina Rowlands, and the correct answer. And Tom had some others too that I already mentioned that Nick and Susan had. James has George Romero, Geraldo Rivera, Guy Ritchie, George Reeves, Gene Roddenberry, Gene Rodriguez, Gail Russell, and everyone in Guns and Roses. Well done. 412-200-5975 to take a guess. Bill and Lucius Burrow guessed Gilda Radner. And coincidentally, Jordan and Ingemar just guessed Gilda Radner as well. Here's Christopher in Monroeville with a guess of George Romero, not him. Jim in Crafton Heights has Jeffrey Rush, George Raft, and Ginger Rogers. Trish, you got it. Trish is in Cook Forest today. At least that's where she usually is. If you are, I hope you're warm and comfortable. Congratulations, you got the correct answer. John in Economy Borough has George Romero, Gordon Ramsay, Gene Roddenberry, and Gilda Radner. And Aline in Maine has Ginger Rogers. And the guesses keep coming in at 412-200-5975. Gerald Rainey, guest by Larry and Vanessa. Nick and Wes Mifflin. This is one I need to look up. George Lincoln Rockwell. Notorious figure in history. Not George Lincoln Rockwell. And the Kelly sisters are listening with the guests of Ginger Rogers. They are in Southold, New York, together for Thanksgiving. It's not them. Gina Rollins, guest by Jim in Crafton Heights. Whose movies include Hope Floats and The Skeleton Key. A few correct answers coming in so far. The initials are G-R-G-R. Linda had a guess of Grand Rapids. It's not Grand Rapids. Nor is it Gina Rodriguez, who's just guessed by the Kelly sisters in New York. George Raft, guessed by Larry and Vanessa. Gary Roberts, guessed by Jordan. Steve and Sharon, with a guess of Gregory Rasputin, the Russian mystic. And we're all caught up. We've had a few correct answers, but not as many as we often have. So we'll give you another moment or two to guess who our GR is. Let's see, Trish has the right answer. So does Tom. And Nick and Susan also have it correct. Let me look at Patrick's answers. Gene Roddenberry, Gordon Ramsay, Jeffrey Rush, Gregory Rasputin, Guy Ritchie, Ginger Rogers, Gilda Radner, Geraldo Rivera, George Romero, Gabriella Rivadeneira, Giacomo Rizzolatti, Gene Roberts, Guy Rothschild, and Gillian Rubinstein. None of those. Guesses Glenn Resch, New York Islanders goalie during their dynasty years. Not Glenn Resch. He also notes that 66 is not only a famous highway, but the number worn by Mario Lemieux. George Reeves, guessed by Aline in Maine. G.R. are the guess who initials. Do you have any idea who it is that we are looking for? Guess who has always been a very popular game. And we'll see if you're able to come up with the correct answer. The idea is to match the one that we have in mind, and our initials are GR. GR 412-200-5975-4188-752-7234. I'll think very hard of the right answer and see if you can match what I'm thinking. Did you get it, or did you just draw a blank? Rich guessed retired baseball player Gary Reedus. I'm thinking with all my might, such as it is, with no exact match yet. This is a hard game today. 412-200-5975. Today's initials, GR, as we play Guess Who together. Have the correct answer coming up in a moment. Kate McLeod and Kat Eggleston now. Take me back. such a pretty song. If I gave you this hint, you would know the answer right away. It's Gene Rayburn. And Martha just got the correct answer. Playing along with the Bridge in Edinburgh. They're visiting together. Gene Rayburn, the host of Match Game. And correct answers also from Nick and Susan in New York City. And a few others as well. Trish in Cook Forest also got it. And I think I've identified everybody, right? Rich and Martha, Trish, Tom, and Nick and Susan. Gene Rayburn, the popular host of Match Game. And he's a lot more than that. Gene worked as a broadcaster for many, many years, hosting the radio show Monitor, but he was also the original announcer on Steve Allen's version of The Tonight Show. And he had the lead in Bye Bye Birdie when Dick Van Dyke left the show to be in The Dick Van Dyke Show. Hosted a lot of game shows, best known for hosting The Match Game during its first version from 1962 to 1969. And during its revival that began in 1973 and ran to 1977. Wildly popular. Congratulations if you came up with Gene Rayburn, the answer to today's Guess Who? We have a rather odd game coming up in about 5 minutes. It's somewhat like Guess Who, but the clues are going to be far more descriptive, and the answers also are going to have to thread a very specific needle. We think you'll enjoy it. It's called the Name Game. And that will be coming up in just about 5 minutes here at SLB.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble is a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education located in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage with science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on Assemble programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
SLB is proud to take part in Giving Tuesday, a worldwide Day of Giving that makes it easy to support nonprofits whose work you value at 12:01 a.m. this Tuesday, December 2nd. The Give Big Pittsburgh Giving Portal opens at givebigpittsburgh.com. And we hope you'll consider supporting our work as well as the work of other nonprofits whose work you find valuable. If you would like to get a head start, we hope you will. You can make a contribution anytime at slbradio.org/donate.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Chad Green, and Ty Chorofsky, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Open all the doors and windows, let the world move through you. Open all the doors and windows, coming on through. It's a brand new day. Welcome to your brand new place. I love the way you found your way. Made yourself a sacred space. Standing on solid ground. You fit into your frame just right. But it's gonna tumble down if you're holding on too tight. You know that's right. So open all the doors and windows. Let the world move through you. Open all the doors and windows. Coming on through. When the joy begins, how you gonna sort it through? As you let the world come in, so you let the leaves in too. Now you go clean and sweep, hang on to the precious ones. There's wisdom in the things you keep to put up in the morning sun. So much fun to open all the doors and windows. Let the world move through you. Open all the doors and windows. Coming on through. Calling on the winds of change, the winds of hope, to bring the healing rain. May we all get soaked. Here's the cold, wet truth. It's hard to warm it on your own. So welcome in a friend or two. Now you made yourself a home. They can help fill the gaps, add a little extra room. Show you when to look out back, in time to see the garden bloom. None too soon to open all the doors and windows. Let the world move through you. Open all the doors and windows. Coming on through.
Saturday Light Brigade, that is Billy Jonas with Open the Doors and Windows, all of them. And thank you to Millie for your support of SLB at slbradio.org/donate. And hello to Tim. Nice to know you're tuned in this morning. Our Youth Media Center resumes operations on Monday, December 1st, and the brand new December calendar is out. All sorts of activities happening in December, including a Home Alone Foley workshop on December 2nd at 4:30. Poetry Cafe, Date with Dickinson, December 6th at noon. And a Heroes Audio Journey, December 9th at 4:30. You can learn more about our workshops and open studio hours at ymc.slbradio.org, where the entire December calendar is available for sharing or downloading. These activities are free to area teens at our Youth Media Center. We are about to play a game that we have not, gosh, we do keep track of games we've played over time, and this is a game we created back in 2001. We played it once, we remembered kind of liking it, and we've never played it again. But here's the way it works. It's kind of like Guess Who, except we're going to give you a more descriptive clue that also contains the initials, and then it's up to you to come up with the person who has those initials, but who also is defined by the description. Here's an example. So many of these are good, I don't want to use them as examples. Let me come up with a good example for you. I'll use this one. The clue is advice lady. Advice lady. This one may be a little tough unless you remember your newspaper columnists. Advice lady is Ann Landers. A-L, advice lady. And that describes Ann Landers, who wrote an advice column for many years. Now, another one we could give you as a clue. Would be septuagenarian mayor. Septuagenarian mayor. The answer to that was Sophie Maslow, the one-time mayor of the city of Pittsburgh. It was in her 70s as she was mayor. So here we go. Tell us if you can come up with any of these. Remember the person's first and last name must match the initials in our clue, and the person must fit the clue. Here's your first one to try. Wrote sonnets. Wrote sonnets. And your second one is famous nurse. Famous nurse. And I'd love to have you challenge me with your own name game puzzles as well.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Mike was able to come up with Ann Landers right away, and he just came up with the answer to Wrote Sonnets. That's William Shakespeare. William Shakespeare wrote sonnets. And Jim in Crafton Heights has Florence Nightingale as the famous nurse, and William Shakespeare as the one who wrote sonnets. Now let's give you this clue. Guitar Cowboy. Guitar Cowboy. And famous composer. Famous composer. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. So famous composer, the person would have to have the initials FC. And Guitar Cowboy would have the initials GC. 412-200-5975. Mike and Mars just gave the clue. Longtime broadcaster. Is that me? Thank you, Mike. And Alan has William Shakespeare for Wrote Sonnets. Mike in Huntsville, Alabama, listening with Jaylene, also had William Shakespeare and Florence Nightingale. Alan knew Florence Nightingale as well. Sometimes messages take a little longer to get to us. Larry and Van in Elwood City also knew both of those. Guitar Cowboy. Jim in Crafton Heights. Rich in Freeport. Both came up with the correct answer. And the correct answer is Glenn Campbell. Glenn Campbell. Bill in Stanton Heights has Lighthearted Broadcaster. I like being the answer to puzzles. It hasn't happened too often. I'm guessing that's me. Thank you, Bill. Unless you mean Larry Blyden, the one-time host of To Tell the Truth. More are coming in. 412-200-5975. I think Bernard is here to join us now. Bernard, oh no, it's Ross is going to join us. Bernard in Aetna knew Florence Nightingale earlier. Hi, Ross.
Hey, good morning, Larry.
Good morning. Where are you calling from?
Wexford, McCandless.
Nice to have you with us.
McCandless.
Nice to have you with us.
Thank
you. Did you have won the challenge, me, or did you have a correct answer?
I did.
Okay.
I did. Well, Kim, my wife Kim, she immediately got Shakespeare and Nightingale. So she's on top of her game today.
She always is, isn't she? You know, even with the tryptophan running through our systems from all that turkey. What have you
Indeed.
Got?
All right, mine is rambunctious boxer.
Rambunctious boxer. Oh,
Barbie.
Very. I got it. I think I have it. Is it?
Yeah.
Is it Rocky Balboa?
You got it, Larry. Well done.
I don't get many charges. Now, let me...
Okay, you have a great day.
You too. My best to Kim. Thank you. I was going to give him Jubilant Cook. Jubilant Cook. Do you know that one? You can share it with us at 412-200-5975. These are fun to try to think up. Let me run through some answers. I'd given the clue of famous composer, and Jim in Crafton Heights knew that we were looking for Frederick Chopin. Mike knew Glenn Campbell as the guitar cowboy. Alan also knew Chopin, as did Bob and Donna in Etna. Fred, the other half of, Fred in Crescent has Glenn Campbell, Bob and Donna also knew that. Rich in Edinburgh had Francis Copeland as the famous composer. Don in Bethel Park knew Glenn Campbell. Mike knew Chopin. And Alan is giving me a chance to solve one of his created masterpieces, a contemporary of Shakespeare. Created masterpieces. Not coming to me right away. I'm going to think about that one for a little bit. Created masterpieces. I'll just keep saying it over and over. Maybe it'll come to me. The Jubilant Cook is Julia Child. Bob and Donna came up with that answer, as did Kara in Brookline. Larry and Van in Elwood City came up with... Kara, I'm glad you're enjoying this game. We have more new games coming up, including some you'll hear from week to week. Mike knows Julia Child, as does Rich in Edinburgh, listening with Martha. The Kelly sisters came up with Frederick Chopin. Aline has Julia Child as well. Is Gene Casey a guitar cowboy? He would be. As soon as I Googled his name, it came up Maximum Rhythm and Twang. But he's new to me. Oh, very good. Alan's clue was just solved, I believe, by Bob and Donna. They came up with Claude Monet as the answer to creates masterpieces. Oh, maybe not. Alan just said he was thinking of Christopher Marlowe. They both work. And Bill in Stanton Heights also had Claude Monet. Now, Mike sent in some clues. And let me find those to share with you. They're here somewhere. I had them here a moment ago. Teaches children. And then he also has Camera Guru. Mike, I hope I'm giving those out correctly. Teaches children and Camera Guru. How about this one? Live TV maker. Let me give that to you better. Live TV maker. Live TV maker. Live TV has a hyphen in it. Live TV maker. And fabulous song stylist. Fabulous song stylist. Solve those or challenge me with one of your own.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Mike and Mars notes that his clues are what he would call in-house clues. Teaches children TC and Camera Guru. Nothing coming to me yet. Rich in Freeport gave me the clue, portrait painter, PP. PP as a portrait painter. If you know, let us know, 412-200-5975. Bob and Donna got the fabulous song stylist. That is Frank Sinatra. Mike has given me tough ones. Rules behind the scenes. RB. Rules behind the scenes. Are hard. Bill in Stanton Heights knew Frank Sinatra, and the live TV maker is Lorne Michaels. Well done, the Saturday Night Live person. Larry in Elwood City gives you the clue, bluegrass mandolinist. Do you know that one? Thank you. and Mars knew that the portrait painter is Pablo Picasso. Excellent. Bill, well, thank you for sharing that one with us. Larry was thinking it could be Peter Paul Rubens, but I think Pablo Picasso is likely who Bill had in mind. Now, I think we've solved all of them. With the exception of two that Mike has provided that I can't solve, but well, one is rules behind the scenes, RB. Oh, Ricky Berger, that's you. It has to be. You're behind the scenes, and you certainly rule. Now, Chad, you teach his children? And he teaches children. Or camera guru. Those are not coming to me. Dawn in Bethel Park has windmill swing. Oh, that's Willie Stargell. Willie Stargell. And Jim in Crafton Heights has grumpy restaurateur. Grumpy restaurateur. Let me think. A grumpy restaurateur. Grumpy. I mean, who owns a restaurant and it was grumpy or is grumpy? I'm thinking of TV sitcoms with restaurant. Gordon Ramsay. It's got to be Gordon Ramsay. Immediately, Kara and Brookline simultaneously with Bob and Donna came up with Gordon Ramsay. So we just have the ones for Mike. Teaches children and camera guru that are out. Oh, and I think we gave Bill Monroe as the bluegrass mandolinist. Bill Monroe. I want to be sure you didn't miss any answers. Barbara Mandrell played mandolin. Bob noted that, even though we had Bill Monroe in mind. Oh, well, there you go. Chad, you are the camera guru, Chad Green. And Ty Cherosky, these are really inside. She's the teaches children. Well, I guess. Mike, what would Mike be? I can't think of a good clue. But in any event, I believe we've solved everything we intended to solve today. Thank you for playing along. Here's one I missed. It's Monica. Hello, Monica in Wilkinsburg. So glad that you're tuned in. And Monica's looking forward to our Youth Express Hour, which is about to happen. Did you enjoy the puzzles and games we had? We start at 6 Eastern. And stick around. Our Youth Express Hour is coming up between 10 and 11 o'clock. We have makers, honored by Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh's Teen Media Awards, and also taking part in the Handmade Arcade 2025 Youth Maker Accelerator Program. Then, just after 11 Eastern, we're going to talk about It's a Wonderful Life, as staged by the Pittsburgh Savoyards, and members of the Opus 2 Orchestra will be here, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRTP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHJ, FM Grove City, WCUC-FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.